You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Take one.
Stephen and Dana, and we're in the room.
Welcome to the Daytime Emmys.
Welcome to the Razzies. Stephen, I think we made it.
Yeah, I think we've peaked.
I can't, my heart is beating so fast, and I might need to leave the room do something, but...
Yeah, there's been a shift in cabin pressure.
Yeah. Totally. Everyone, put your tray tables up. We are coming down from the skies. We're about to take off is what's happening.
Yes. Pressing your reading button will turn your reading light on, but pressing your flight attendant button will not turn your flight attendant on.
We have nothing to talk about up top.
Nothing.
We usually do a little tete-a-tete, but this is far too important. I'm shaking. This is like I said before, I need to be held, and I feel so naked and alone over here on my end. We're doing this remotely, everyone. We have a guest.
In from the coast.
Coming to us from LA, Los Angeles, but was born and raised in New York City.
What?
We are getting some head nods from guest.
14th okay, Street and Avenue B. Alphabet City, baby.
14th and B.
Yes, everyone, put your hands together, put your arms in the air for Jennifer Elise Cox. Yes.
If you say it fast, it sounds like Jennifer Elise Cox.
Jennifer Elise Cox.
Jennifer Elise Cox.
Release the Cox, Jennifer. Oh, I love that. Well, you grew up with the name, so...
Oh, it was unfortunate. Having the last name Cox, roll call, I dreaded it.
In New York.
Run out of the room. In New York, oh my God. Oh. It was so embarrassing. But I just had to embrace it. I don't know. My dad was always like, you have to have a sense of humor about it. And that was probably good, because I have a sense of humor. You have to.
Yeah, like how old were you when you had that talk?
I was 25.
Far too old. But I love your dad.
Oh, he was sweet.
I mean, he really sounds like he set the ball rolling for your lifelong motto and mantra.
Well, he was very funny. My dad was constantly doing impressions, and he was always doing, like, Mick Jagger in his underwear, which is inappropriate. But, like, he was really funny. So that I was lucky. You have to be funny growing up in Manhattan. You have to be.
Nice.
Otherwise, it's just tragic and scary.
It's tragic. Tragic things happen to you on the subway every day.
Yes. Well, I'm so glad. I have a silly father too, and very, very important in all those ways.
It's key.
Key, so key. What about your mom? You just posted a picture of her.
Oh my God. Here's the amazing thing about my mom, because it kind of goes with you guys. Like, she worked in Broadway show advertising.
Really?
That was like what she did. So whoa. I was so lucky. I grew up going to all of the shows for free. I saw everything, but like old school, like Amadeus and like all the old shows. But I mean, it was incredible for me to get into acting because I got to see everything. I got to see Sarah Jessica Parker play Annie. She was amazing.
God, I wanted to be you my whole life. I wanted to be like a Manhattan kid riding the subway, like smoking a cigarette and not giving a shit.
And
not
Stephen is from shit. Thousand Oaks.
You're from Thousand Oaks. It's beautiful there.
Isn't it?
It's beautiful. I love Thousand Oaks.
It was, you know, it took me growing up, but I can look back and say, yeah, glad I grew up like somewhere like that.
Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous. I love it.
Grass is always greener.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I'm very jealous too. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, okay, so you're from New York. Oh, I can't. My pulse is just so intense right now. So you are from New York. And do you miss anything about it? I mean, you're such a LA person in the world. People kind of see you as this like LA girl, even though that's
after you do the Brady Bunch, everyone assumes you're from California. It's so funny. But I am from New York. I do miss New York. I went to the High School of Performing Arts, the Fame High School.
Yeah.
I was like very indulged. We used to really dance on tables.
Hot lunch.
And like hot lunch, and like I miss everything about it, especially the people, but a lot of the people are here, so you know, but you get more of the narcissistic New Yorkers come here. The really cool New Yorkers stay in New York.
Well,
yeah, the entitled, where's my job?
Totally.
Who's gonna pay me to be amazing?
Yeah, I don't need to have any qualifications.
Zero.
Look how pretty.
Zero. Well, would one categorize you, Jennifer Elise Cox, as a theater kid when you were growing up, or what? How did that manifest in your life as an actor?
That is a great question. You would categorize me as a theater geek, and like at performing arts, we studied the Stanislavski method, and I was really serious about acting. And actually, when I played Jan Brady, this is so stupid. I went method. I was fully method.
Amazing. Like,
yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You absolute queen.
I was so annoying to be around because I just wouldn't, I would not get out of character. I loved the character so much and I loved the voice. And I really wanted to get it right because the Brady Bunch was very important to me. So I was
sacred, like,
I've
got it. Sacred.
Yeah, it's sacred. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I have to get this right. But I went full on method, and you know, it didn't work out a lot for me psychologically, but like on screen, it was great.
do we have time to talk about
that? Is that a box to unpack?
Well, I was a kook. I wouldn't stop. I'd be in my trailer all day saying my lines, and like, I wanted to get it right, and I was a young actor, and you're kind of insecure at that point, so I was like, I just don't want to get fired. I always thought, like, I'm going to get fired, and I am a New Yorker in that way, and that I'm super neurotic. I'm like, I'm going to get fired.
Yes.
They'll find me out.
Every
but
day.
Also, like, people, I think I just learned this yesterday whilst doing some research. Jan was your first role.
Yes. I had done plays, but it was my first role. And literally, I was terrified, like, going up for it. I just, like, I remember I did my hair like Jan. I did the payas on either
the
side,
payas.
Blonde payas. And I had on, like, this outfit my mom had given me, like, a really 70s outfit. But I remember, like, going in, I'm like, they're going to know I'm a fraud. But I'm going to try. I'm going to try really hard.
Well, yesterday I was watching the Very Brady sequel where they go to Hawaii, and I will be on a Hawaiian Airlines flight tomorrow. So I was very much like taking screen grabs. I'm like, this is going to be us, you guys, in the aisles.
I'm doing a so whole like
musical number.
Doing Levy Boem.
Thank you very much. Yes, Levy Boem. But the Very Brady sequel, you know, your performance of Jan Brady, if I may, is so tender. Like the way that you are doing it is actually like it's a drama. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's very serious. Like you are not playing comedy for comedy's sake. You are not, you know, like on Will and Grace cameo like you did. No. This is a very tender performance.
No question.
I was so wacky at that point. I was just so into it that, you know,
yes.
I remember I was like, I was pretty
it's
much
the
like
only way.
Someone told me like comedy is a drama times 10. So, like, you have to keep mm-hmm. it real. And I was just like, I don't want the second movie to get out of control. Like, I want to keep my performance grounded.
Right.
I was very serious about it.
That's
very
why
serious.
It works
But that's what
so
makes it
well.
Funny. When you don't play the joke, you just play it.
You can't.
It's funnier.
It's so true. It's so true. And I forget that now because I'm kind of lazier. But, like, I look back at those two movies and I'm like, wow, I worked really hard. We all did. That whole cast, we were really like,
it was
we were
so
committed.
Well cast. I mean, it wasn't
we
just lookalikes
really well
for lookalikes' sake. It was, yeah. I mean, they found everybody. Everybody is perfectly
they really
suited
did.
For their Perfect. Role.
I agree. Mm. And they were super sweet. So funny, though.
I mean
like
Long.
Some of the stories.
Shelley Long,
amazing. She's amazing. Do you know what's really interesting, you guys? She lives next
what?
Door
Tell
to my
everything.
Real mom here in LA now. They live next door to each other. Is that
That's
real
not
mom
true.
And fake mom?
That's not true.
Real
Our
mom
names?
And fake mom. It's totally true. It's totally true. Isn't that interesting?
That's,
I bumped
that's
into her
really
at the grocery
kind of
store
cool.
and she's like, I live next door. I was like, to my real mom? This is weird. How did that happen?
Oh, I love your moms.
Oh,
that's so
I
cute.
Love your moms.
They're so cute. They're so cute. They're totally cute. But also, like, Gary Cole as our dad, he was incredible. He was so
incredible.
Cool. Like, he was so, like, handsome and, you know, and then he put
so
on that
handsome.
Weird, like, pubic hair wig and,
yeah.
like, just
yeah.
look like dad. Mr. Brady.
I also watched both of the movies, and in the first movie, you and Ann B. Davis in the truck with the Afro wig, and like having
oh
that
God.
Acting again, your method
yeah.
paid off because that's scene work. You know,
that,
yes, it's a gag.
I'm
that
so
she's
glad
there.
You pointed that
cameo.
Out. Because Ann B. Davis really liked to work it too. She liked to go like she we
also
went over our
queen.
Lines a million times. Theater queen, so professional, and she just kept going over it. And like to work with her was incredible. It was amazing. That was so lucky.
And to kind of be singled out in that way, to be the only one. You know, she didn't come into the
yeah.
house and do mm-hmm. something with the family. This is Jan's journey.
Well, you know, Jan had special needs. That's what Sir Richard Schwartz used to say.
Yes.
He said that, like, she really, you know, she had a lot of the problems and the issues. And I remember talking to him on the set of the first movie, and he said to me, I hope you don't have the issues and problems that Jan Brady has. And I was like, I have way, way bigger problems than Jan
it's
Brady.
It's the 90s.
I'm sure.
Like, you're like, Jan's a breeze. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Jan's a goal.
He said to me, and I hope I don't get sued for saying this, but he said to me that Eve Plum was the best actress, so they used to give her the heavy storylines. Mm. I think it's true.
Mm. I think you're fine.
Yeah.
We'll talk to the BPN legal team. But
I don't want to insult anybody, but, you know, I think, she was a dramatic actress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was very good.
She could play
and
emotion.
And she still is. Yeah. She could play emotion, and so they gave it to her, you know? That happens on a series, right?
Good writers. You've also had the opportunity to work with our queen, Jean Smart.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you're bringing her up. She's twice. Amazing.
Forever Fabulous.
Oh my God.
And the
thank you for knowing
first Brady movie.
I am so glad you brought that up because I was just reading an article with Jean. It's actually an AARP magazine. I do get it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This article is incredible.
Go
because
off, sis.
She gave
Go
the
off.
Best advice. I always thought she was she's the sweetest, nicest, funniest person. But she also is just like, she's got practical advice and it's for actors. And it's really like, your time is going to come up. You just have to wait. You just have to be patient. And I was like, oh, I love her. She is so funny and beautiful and fabulous. Yeah. And oh my God, I love Jean. She's
so sexy.
Yeah, what
an opportunity to like, to just have a front row seat to her process, whatever it may or may not be. And to, as a young actor, get
oh
to learn
God.
From
yeah.
someone
like
that.
She's like a
that.
real yes. person, man.
She is a real person. She's nice to everybody. She likes to flirt with the guys still. Like, she's sexy. She's like, she's just yum, 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 yum. And I would say maybe the best actress ever. Ever, hands down. I would be in scenes with her and yep. like I would get out of character because I was just like, she's so good. She's just so good. She's amazing. And I love Hacks. I can't wait. I can't wait for it to come back.
We're a can't very wait. Hacks forward family.
Good.
Here
good.
In this household.
Yeah.
Good.
Very Hacks
yeah.
forward. Like crazily.
I turn
so,
my phone off.
But
for
okay.
Hacks. Like it's like I'm
yeah,
at
we
the
turn
theater.
Our phone off.
That's big.
It's like, it's church.
That's big.
Yeah.
You know, it is church. It is. She's amazing.
But I do want to talk about Forever Fabulous, if
yes.
I may.
Yes, please.
Because what yeah. year was that? 99. Like 1999? It was this.
I feel like, or maybe 98. You guys, what's so amazing about that movie, I love to tell gossip. I don't even know if it's gossip,
please.
But I have to tell it.
Breaking news.
Okay, so that movie, the people, and this will just show you like what a difference a year or two makes, because they wanted Leslie Ann Warren to play her part. And it was just like, what? Like, it's not going to happen. And up until the last second, like, she didn't get cast until the last second. She just had to jump in there because Leslie Ann Warren turned it down and she was able to do it. And like a true actress, like, she didn't let her ego get in the way. She just did it, you know? It was great.
Rolled
I mean,
up
I
her
just,
sleeves.
Respect.
Where
you know?
Should we begin?
Learned it
yeah,
overnight
I mean, but that's
and
respect.
Delivered.
What cute?
But it is like...
Oh, I just
yeah,
said that,
say,
you know,
Stevie?
You learn it overnight and then you deliver the next day. You just
right,
dump
and she
in.
Did.
You don't have time to
she's
do anything
good.
Else.
She's that good. She's that pro that, like, I mean, she had just, like, nonstop dialogue and she didn't let anything stop her. It's like, because a lot of times you just have to know, like, maybe you're the 10th choice, but if you get to get up and do it, just do it. Who cares? Right?
Yeah.
Oh, that is what I loved about... you know, getting into my Jean Smart Hassan's work research of last year, I was like, why was I sleeping on Jean Smart? What's happening? So I went back and like looked at everything. That's how I found Forever Fabulous. I mean, could not believe everyone in that movie is stunning. It is weird. It is like so fun to watch.
Oh, I'm so glad
it's
to get a little stony baloney.
Yeah,
it is such
totally
a trip.
Stony.
Totally Stoney Baloney,
Wackadoo,
Robert Wagner, and they have like a little makeout scene, like, and she's such a woman, and you know,
yeah.
like,
I think
and
they
you're
liked
just like this bombshell.
Too. And she was a theater girl too. She started in theater. I mean,
God.
And that's what all she did for the longest time. I think until she was about 30. So I mean,
yeah, she knows
gives
the hustle.
Us all hope. You know,
I sell everything I own to see her in a play.
Oh, I know.
Take
I know.
It.
I think she wants to do it. I think, like, she was on a podcast.
She'd do eight a week.
And she was like, I want to go to Broadway. And I'm like, well, I hope I'm still here.
Oh, my God. We will go,
happens.
For sure. We'll wait online.
That's right.
Yeah. So, oh, definitely.
Take whatever you want.
Jean in a play? Amazing, amazing. And also in that movie, it's funny, it's Georgia Fox and Emily Proctor. And they both ended up on CSI shows. And this was, like, before they made it. And I always thought that was weird. I was always like, where's my CSI show? Why aren't I on a CSI? Why does Marcia get all the CSI New York shows? I was on CSI New York, you guys, like one episode, and I played a $2,000 an hour hooker.
Okay, you have to stop it with these roles. You've played a hooker more times than I can count. First of all, you're like Jan, and then all these hookers. I mean, really.
Well, Eve Plum played Jan, and then Portrait of a Teenage Runaway, Dawn, Portrait of Teenage... So we're mirroring each other.
It's the Jan
The mirror does have it's two faces.
God, I love you so much. This episode is I don't know, it's dedicated to my best friend, Drew Hollenbeck. He is beside himself that he cannot be here in person to just pop in and say hi. He said, anytime he ever saw you pop up in anything, he knew he was safe. Like, casting directors know what is up. Like, he was obsessed with Hype. You guys, Hype?
God. I can't believe he saw Hype.
He showed me Hype.
He's
a true fan. True fan. Oh my God, and he's taking me to Hawaii. So we're going to bring a bunch of out. And what he island? Says hi.
Oh, please send my love.
You know, Oahu.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have so much fun.
I will.
You should just start dancing on the plane, you know? Do you, like,
I will.
Like, just into
Jennifer,
your chair.
Jennifer, told me to, you guys.
Yeah.
Music.
He does have a question.
Yes.
Have a question.
Good, good.
Ooh, Colin.
Good. A caller. We have a caller.
A caller.
So the question is, you have such a uniquely distinctive presence on screen. There's a Jennifer Lise Cox brand, if you will, and then all the funny people who have come after you just have stolen from you, basically. Oh. How did you find that you were funny? Did you come from a super funny family? Did someone say, hey, you're funny, do that again? Were you always funny?
I think because my parents, both of them, were so funny, I was always funny. They valued sense of humor, but they said that they were both actors that stopped doing it because they just couldn't take it anymore, and they chose other professions. They were like, this is horrible. They took me, they went to see me in a Christmas pageant where I just had one line. And I guess, like, I got a huge laugh. And they were like, oh, shit, she's going to be an actress. We don't wish this on her, you know. But if it's in your blood, it's in your blood. You got to do it no matter what. Yeah. But they were like, oh, no, she can't be. But I think it was them. They were they're very funny. My mom's super funny.
Totally.
Mine too.
Yours too.
Yeah.
It's so nice. It's nice because it's nice when you're in a family where it's like less about money or looks. It's sense of humor. Like that was always like the key.
Yeah,
that
you could not be funny in our family.
That's good.
You'd be eaten alive.
Yeah, yeah. No. It's not
ruthless.
Good. It's
ruthless
not good.
People they are.
Jennifer Elise Cox, would you ever do theater?
Yes, I love the theater. And I will tell you, this is what's interesting, is I did some theater in New York, but I've done a lot of theater out here. The only problem is in
do
LA,
tell.
No one will come see you. It's very upsetting. You have to like beg people to come see you, but I enjoy it so much. I mean, theater is my love, seriously. Mm-hmm. I always think that like film acting is being and theater is acting. It is. It's the ultimate. And you know, you gotta, I don't know, I like being with a really nice cast and bonding and drinking after the show.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah.
It's a community. It's definitely
it totally
a community
is.
Sport.
It is a it,
it
is
totally
a contact
is.
Sport.
It's a contact sport. And
Steven works at Tina.
Oh yeah, I'm a dresser at Tina, and we're always saying that we are in
my
a contact
God.
Sport.
I want to see is. That show. Everybody loves that show.
Oh my
show
God, please
so
come. Please
yeah,
come.
I will
Everybody
come.
Loves it.
I'll make a special trip. No, I think what you guys do is incredible. It's amazing, and it's I mean, it's more satisfying. I don't know. Like, you're in a family when you're doing a play. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And people seem to be, like, coming back to theater after the pandemic. Everyone wants to go see a Broadway show. And I'm so happy for that.
And the weather's finally such that people are like, I want to spend my day outside. And, you know, if I have to put my mask on to watch the play, I can at least spend the rest of the day not inside.
Do you guys have a I'm sorry I'm asking questions.
No, please.
Do you have a favorite play that you've seen in
Currently?
New York right now? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just saw For Colored Girls and was blown away. Knocked my socks off.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I want to see that.
Knocked my socks off.
Really bad. Yeah.
Which is funny because they don't wear shoes.
Which is funny because there are no socks to be knocked off.
There aren't any socks to be knocked off.
But that's amazing if they knocked your socks off.
They sure did.
I
had enough socks for everyone. They've all been knocked.
I am beyond excited to see POTUS.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Directed by Susan Stroman. And, like, Vanessa Williams is in it. Rachel Dratch, Leah DeLaria, Julianne Hough. And I'm like, Jennifer Lee Cox could absolutely be in that as well. I have not seen it, and yet I know it's brilliant.
Oh, I can't wait. They just opened, I think, last night.
Yeah, that's exciting. A lot of funny women being crazy.
Oh, good. That's what we love.
I think they wear Crocs. I mean, I have seen Crocs.
They wear Crocs?
That kind of vibe. They wear Crocs on stage, and it's so a political, hilarious play.
You know, the cast of The Lion King is like, I wish I could wear a Croc on this rake.
Oh, my God. Dear God. Yes. Ugh. I remember
what
going to The
What would you love
Lion
to
King.
See? Oh, sorry,
well,
tell your story.
I would like
about
to
the
see
King.
Them all. Oh, no, it's a terrible story. I just remember going to The Lion King when it first came out, the Disney production, and I was next to these two kids, and all of a sudden in the middle of the play, they're like, this is not a movie. It's not a movie. I was just like, oh my God. That's when you
and
know,
you're
like,
you are actually correct.
We have to keep
Where's
doing
the
theater. We have to keep it alive. I really do feel like we've got to keep it alive.
Jennifer
But it
Lee
seems
Cox.
Like it's in now.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Dovetailing on keeping the theater alive, I was at Bernadette Peters' closing performance of Hello, Dolly, where at intermission, the people behind me were discussing how shocked they were that the orchestra was live.
What is wrong with people? I went to see
$100-something
oh
to
God.
A track.
I went to see Wicked in San Francisco. And I remember there was a girl behind me. She had like a Wicked. It almost looked like a Bible. And I was like, that's a little scary. And then she cried during the entire, both acts was crying and just was like, I'm sorry. My mom never took me to the theater. It's just so amazing. And we're just like, shut the fuck up. Like, oh, sorry. We came from LA when we bought these tickets. And I know, like, she's crying. Oh, my mom never took me to the theater. I was like, you're at the theater now. Enjoy it.
Oh, there's always that person, isn't there? And somehow I always buy the ticket near theirs.
I do, too. My luck is not good. It's true.
Those people got to sit by somebody. Better be us.
They
for
do.
Fear of what the alternative might be.
It could be really bad.
Yeah.
We're nice, at least. Yeah. Oh my God, it's so funny.
We'll shout you out on a podcast.
Have you guys done Groundlings?
It is the biggest regret of my life.
Really?
I don't actually want to talk about it.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I would have loved, I think. I think I would have loved. Because I'm pretty darn bad at improv. Like, pretty darn bad. Because I think about it too much. But I think I could do characters and sketch and do that. Ugh,
they force you to do it. They used to have me come and guest because a friend kind of introduced me there. And I would guest. And I had a couple times where I was pretty good. But I was just like, I had major diarrhea backstage. I was so nervous.
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't know if it's worth it. I think I'm going to like, it's very nerve-wracking. But they just kind of would push me on the stage with like people like Jennifer Coolidge. And she's so good.
No, thank you. I'm good.
Oh, there's
but they help you out. The good ones help
Les.
You out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sure.
I'd never survive it. I'd collapse.
No, actually, she's so generous, and she's like, she knows to take care of you. She's one of those actors. Ugh. She's so generous. She's great.
God
you would
bless
love
her.
It. You would love it.
White Lotus, season
I mean,
two.
Amazing.
Cannot
she
wait.
Really inspired our Hawaii trip. I mean, all we wanted to do is, you know, Jennifer Coolidge vibes, pack every caftan you own, let's go.
Yes, and you need some ashes and you need to get on a boat. That scene where she's on the boat, that's my favorite.
The catamaran. Yes, done and done. Done and done.
You're going to have fun. How long will you be there?
Like 2 weeks, maybe. Just shy of 2 weeks.
Nice.
Insane.
And Jennifer Lee Cox, I do not take trips like this, so I'm very excited. I usually just go
I'm
to
so
New Hampshire or Wisconsin
you.
To see my family.
You deserve
Thank
it.
Thank you.
That's a big
time.
Trip.
Stop it.
That's a
Stop
good trip. It. It'll go by in 2 seconds, though, I'm sure. Hawaii
yeah.
is
you're gonna
amazing.
Eat so well.
We were, you're going to eat so well. Oh, yeah. We were in Hawaii for a month when we shot the second Brady Bunch. It was serious.
What?
Month. Yeah.
Incredible.
We lived there
that
for
is
a month. It was
a
great.
Very long time.
It was a
was
long time.
Was there plenty
time.
Of time to
it
explore
very...
and like be there, or were you constantly working?
No, I was honestly, I was in every scene of that movie. I was in every scene. But we went to like, I don't know, I got a chi-chi one night. It was fun. But like, yeah, I didn't really see Hawaii, but I was very grateful to be there. The vibes.
Sure.
In the
That's
90s.
So cool.
Oh, God. What a
the
time
90s
to be
were
alive.
So funny. They were so funny because, like, actually, Paramount Studio wasn't doing that well. So, like, we would go to rehearsals and there would be no food. And, like, there'd just be, like I had heard that film sets had all this great food. Like, I would get, like, a peanut butter sandwich. Or, like, it was just a different
BYO
time.
Bagel.
Yeah. And I remember the moms complained. I'm really into 90s music lately. I can't stop like listening to like Nirvana and stuff like that.
Me too. What are we into? Like Dave.
I love Nirvana.
Dave Matthews Band.
Yes. All of it. Oh my God, Nirvana. Oh my God. I love it. I dance around to it every morning to try and get myself going. It's so funny. Smells like Teen Spirit.
I love Tori Amos' cover of that.
Oh my God, I love Tori Amos in general.
I love getting to know my favorite comedy queen just in the room that we're in. Oh my God, this is
You're
so special.
So sweet.
I can't even handle it.
You guys are great.
Wait, what other rituals do you have? So you have your like dancing in the morning ritual to try to jazz yourself up. Like,
well,
what are your other?
That's really a good question. Rituals? That's a good question. I always have to scrub because my skin is flaky. Like, I do the scrub, and then it wakes you up. You do one of those, like, you know, with ice cubes. Sometimes I do the Joan Crawford, like,
ice cubes. Yeah, a little pain
cubes.
In the morning.
Yeah, a little pain.
Yeah.
A little mommy dearest.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah,
you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. That gets you going.
Yeah.
That gets you, like, ready to go. But I'm so bad, you guys. During the pandemic, I'm such a lush. I do the rosé all day. I do have rosé all day.
Please.
Let's... Can we do a slight pivot? Maybe this goes with rosé. Do you also play poker whilst drinking a rosé?
But I have to try to not...
Can people know?
Oh, absolutely. I love poker. And it's something that I started doing. And it's actually... It's really good for artists, I think, because it gets you out of your head. You're just, like, concentrating on cards. And you can make a little... money. And because no one thinks that I'm a good poker player, I make money, because like they just don't see me coming. They don't realize that like I've studied, I've taken classes, I went to the World Series of Poker, like I really know what I'm doing, but no one thinks I know. And some people will know that I know it, and they forget when they sit down with me. So I can do a little side hustle, make a little money.
What a gift.
It really is a gift, and it's fun.
It's
so much fun.
What is your advice to new poker players?
Oh, I would say, that's a really good question. I would say get as much...
Dye your hair blonde.
Dye your hair blonde. Just look stupid like me. I like put your tits out, be drinking, and like they will, like, it will fall into your lap. It will fall into your lap. But I would say really,
amazing.
Really take as many classes as you can. And really read up. But then that it's like acting. Then you have to forget about everything. You kind of have to forget about everything. But you have to know what you're doing. And then figure out...
Excuse me.
Bless you. Figure out what your trick is. Like, what will get people to, like, you know, lose their money to you. It's really fun.
You gotta get a gimmick.
The word's right out of my mouth.
Gotta get a gimmick.
You know, like every drag queen has a gimmick.
They
have
do.
Their own little.
And I love drag queens, and drag queens have just gotten more fabulous. I don't know. It's great.
RuPaul, you've worked with RuPaul twice.
Yes. So lucky to.
That's
and
right.
And the first time I worked with RuPaul, RuPaul had not really been on a set, really. I mean, had done the music video, but like, that's how long ago it was. And I was such a fan of Rue's, but like everyone on the set, they didn't know who Rue was. It was weird. I'm like, how do you not know RuPaul? You know, but they didn't know then, but everybody knows now. What a sweetheart.
Everybody.
You're like, I was a kid on the Lower East Side.
I know who RuPaul
is.
Come on.
Question.
I couldn't believe they didn't know.
Oh, my question was just another broad strokes. Like, we touched on this a little bit and derailed, but just some of your favorite plays that you saw a lot growing up, and you've certainly kept your finger on the pulse since going west. But, like, what are your favorite shows? What are some dream roles? What are some plays you'd love to do?
This is a great question. I remember a lot of the old school. I mean, Annie changed my life. Annie was like a phenomenon. Mm-hmm. I mean, and so, I would love, yep. I mean, maybe I could play Mrs. Hannigan now. I'm too old to be an orphan.
You'd be a great
I would love to play Mrs. Hannigan. But I mean, I loved Annie.
Ooh.
Oh my God. And you know what had a big impression on me? And I don't think I will get cast in it, but maybe if I wore a wig or something, Fiddler on the Roof, I think is like the most incredible musical,
classic.
Right? Classic. Godspell. Mm-hmm. I like all those
top
all
five.
Those classic shows. I was a nerd when I came out here. I did a lot of Shakespeare plays. So you can see people don't want to come see you, though.
No.
Let's face it. Like, I love doing Shakespeare, but no one wants to come watch you do. I would look out to audiences and they would be asleep. Oh, but I will tell you.
My favorite
playwright who I've worked with is this woman. Her name is Annie Weissman, and she created the show Physical on Apple TV with Rose Byrne.
Oh wow!
And I was in all of her plays. Her plays are amazing. I keep telling her they're doing the second season of that, but like she was saying that maybe we might do another play of hers. She's brilliant. She writes for women so well.
Oh, rad.
Oh, very cool. I'm just like Googling her, and like all of her plays are coming up. She's like a
she
queen.
Is.
Look at her glasses.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Very cool.
Look at her glasses.
I did a play of hers that was called Be Aggressive about cheerleaders. It was the funniest play. I had the funniest part. It was so much fun. She's brilliant. Her plays are brilliant.
Take my money.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to see you in that.
Oh my God,
I'd love
so much
that.
Fun.
Just selfishly.
I like the funny girl
completely
plays.
Completely selfishly.
Yeah, selfishly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We all have to be a little more selfish. It's good. Yeah.
I think so too.
It's important.
Yeah.
Do you guys go out in New York?
Drinks to that.
Are there places to go out? Like, no? Yeah.
Yeah,
we're in like, I feel like we're still in like a weird transitional phase with COVID where some places and things feel better than others.
Us
and,
here too. Yeah.
Yeah, certainly like with anything organized, like an organized hang can sometimes feel weird because you feel like if you're organizing it and someone gets COVID, it's your fault.
Totally responsible.
But if like you all just happen to be at the same bar, then, then oh, I ran into you and it's nobody's fault.
No presh.
We were talking about this at the theater, like, you know, so much of working in theater is the social stuff. It's the Saturday night on Broadway drink after the show.
Right.
It's there's, you know, Broadway Cares events, and it's the other stuff. You know, your show is your job, and it's the other stuff that makes us a greater community, right?
Right, right.
And all of that stuff hasn't come back yet. So we're all very much in work mode.
Oh, I hope it comes back, because it does seem right now like it's all work and no fun. We need more fun.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping that this summer can be that. With, you know, mask mandates continuing to, have a larger margin of acceptability. You know, the weather's
turning.
And
New Yorkers are good with being outside.
Yeah.
We and are resilient.
Take
New Yorkers
to a park.
Are resilient.
Yeah.
Let's face it. Yeah. Come on. I love it.
Come on.
We'll be all right.
We'll be all right.
You know, I think for the first time since reopening, it's been, what, like 8 or 9 months now since shows started to come back? People are starting to feel, oh, okay, now we're back.
Thank God, though.
The honeymoon phase of being back is, I don't want to say over, but we're used to it. And
I love it.
We're in show mode, and people are starting to, you know, take their first vacation of the year. And
I love
feel
it.
Like
I love
back
it.
In,
are
in
you
going to
take a vacation?
Certainly nothing coming up.
Okay.
Not yet.
He is a busy boy.
Yeah. I got nowhere to be.
He's on that eight show a week schedule.
Yeah, that's no joke.
That schedule is brutal.
We're
going
to get to Europe soon. It is brutal.
It's brutal.
Listen, we love our jobs. And we love being in that building, and we love the people we work with. We better, because we're with them more than our own. I see my partner on Mondays.
Oh, my God. And it's true.
And that's it. That's the day.
Well, then here in L.A., you have to drive to, like, you know, South Coast Rep or San Diego, and, like, it's ridiculous.
I mean,
with the
I imagine
traffic
that's
too.
Why it's hard getting.
Yeah, so you're like.
Yeah, getting them to see Shakespeare in L.A.
No, they're not coming.
Driving to the Shakespeare in L.A.
I have been unsuccessful. But I did do a play at the Kirk Douglas Theater, which actually is around the corner from me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
cool.
That was super fun. It was Gordon Davidson's last show that he directed, and he was amazing. And it was like a cast of like 50 of us on stage dancing. Just remember, we were all like knocking into each other. It was fun. It was super fun.
Rad.
I loved it.
I know that you grew up a ballerina. Is that safe to say? Ballerina.
I fancied myself
Do you still have one fancies oneself? Do you still have the dance?
I have the dance within me. It's crazy. I have to dance every day. I don't know that it looks pretty anymore, but like I do, more of like a Twyla Tharp, like modern dance now, because it just suits my age.
Yes.
But I love dance. It's always been in my soul. Like I've always, I wanted to be a dancer before an actor. But my parents really just knew it was like a short life. They just were like, you should be an actress, not a dancer.
There's truly an expiration date for
and
sure.
All of my friends who are dancers all have injuries now. It's bad, like hip replacements, and oh my God, Oh, no way. Sure. No way. So I'll just be dancing in my living room.
I saw MJ a couple months ago, and those dancers are crushing it on stage, but I am in such fear for their bodies in the future.
Because you just, at a certain point, you can't do it. And you just never know when, like, the impact really affected you. I feel for dancers. Right. Like, they have to come up with something where they can make dancers right. I don't know.
But it's in Course Line, right? Like,
Course Line. Oh, my God.
What I Did for Love.
Oh, my God. What I Did for Love. And, you know, we've all done it a lot. And it was not pretty.
Mm-hmm. Listen. I hear you. I hear you with my discard baskets up the stairs of this old theater.
Right?
The body goes through it.
It does. Thank you, PT. It does. PT is the best. And swimming. Swimming's really good for dancers.
You're a swimmer.
Yeah. I'm not very good, but it's good rehabilitation. It's good. It works. But I danced.
Mm-hmm. Water aerobics.
I was able to get my first roles kind of dancing. Like, I did a small part in the New York City Ballet dancing. And, you know, I think that's kind of how I got my start. And I used to do commercials because my
mom... First of all, there are no small parts.
That's right. Only small actors. But my mom used to get me roles.
Thank you, Stephen.
She used to get me roles... in Broadway show musical commercials. I was in a bunch of them. I was in an Annie commercial in the 80s. And I was in a Big River commercial in the 80s, too. I don't know. I mean, that's how I started. They got me my SAG card.
That's my that next YouTube, so cool. Sir.
They're pretty bad.
The Big River commercial.
It's pretty bad.
We've had Broadway marketing folks as guests on here. It's a fascinating portion of the machine.
Oh, yeah. It's huge. You should talk to Nancy Coyne, was the one who owned this Broadway advertising company. She'd be great for your podcast.
C-O-Y-N-E?
Nancy. She's in New York.
Yep, okay. Yep, it's still big.
Yeah, she would be great. She's got stories, too. They have a lot of good stories. The 80s.
Yeah, I always think of the marketing material. That's the thing people take home for free. That's the thing everybody gets to have.
Right.
It's the visual, right? And everyone sees the show, but that is finite. The thing they take home for free is your poster,
that's
is your
so marketing, true.
Is your
program. I saved all my programs, but I can't find them. I'm bummed on my Broadway programs. I can't find them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They will turn up one day. Because you know you didn't toss them.
I couldn't.
Right? You know you didn't do that. So they're somewhere.
Well, I'm sure for you guys, like, Broadway and theater meant so much to me. I mean, it was my first love. In a way, it's, like, the biggest love. It's like what gets you through. Because I was, like, a nerdy kid. And, like, it just focused you. And Broadway was amazing. It's magic. It's incredible.
It's magic. Magic happens every day at work, and it's wild when you're able to catch it.
That's so great. I'm so happy for you. I'm happy for you. It's so awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
And what people are able to do live, I mean, let's not forget, it's live.
Yeah.
8 times a week. That's crazy. That's absolute lunacy. Mm-hmm. There, I said it. Absolute lunacy.
No, it is. It is. And you rehearse so much to get to that point, you know? It's just... But then, like, something takes over. Like, it's incredible. Yeah, I mean, it's live.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then there's God.
And then there's God. Okay, we cannot leave. We have some other questions, but I do want to just pop in, if I may. My favorite show, I mean, of all time is Will and Grace. So formidable. It still, like, is what you know, it's my humor button, like it created.
Yeah,
you know, definitely. I was in
college, it's
part
of the center of your baseball.
It's the center of my baseball. You know, the lines are just in there. You played Nurse Pittman iconically, season 2, I believe.
Oh, it's Nurse Trini Pittman, the blooper reel footage.
The blooper
of
reel
Nurse
footage.
Trini Pittman.
It was so funny.
Any Will and Grace fan?
I was such a huge Will and Grace fan. And what was so funny was that I kept rehearsing this thing and the scene, and then they were kind of like, oh, we want you to have a lisp. So I had a lisp. And then they were like, oh, we want to get you a retainer from this guy who does the specialty orthodontics. And I was like, oh, I know him. He did my braces for Brady Bunch. So they call him. They call him. And he's like, oh, I know Jennifer. He's like, I got a mold of her mouth right here. I can make her a retainer in like 2 hours and bring it down. And so I had this retainer on. And I couldn't even tell that I had a crazy, crazy lisp. But like, Deborah, she couldn't control herself. Anytime I opened my mouth, she couldn't. And it was so funny. And we did that until like 4 a.m. We did that scene. And I was really happy because my parents were there. And I was like, you know, every once in a while, you're like, when you do a guest, like, you don't know if you're going to have guests be able to come. And they were there and they loved it. And it was just like one of those like incredible nights. It was, and they were so funny. Sean Hayes was so sweet to me. He was so sweet. I mean, and then I ended up working with him on the show Love Spring International that we did. That was with Jane Lynch.
I didn't see it, but
it's pretty. I think you guys are like, gosh, Jane Lynch, what? And Wendy McClendon Covey, what? And like all these amazing people. Yeah, and Jack Plotnick, and who else was in it? Sam Pancake, and Eric McCormick. Okay. Eric McCormick produced it. Yeah, it there was his go. Company.
Sam Pancake.
He's so funny. Wow.
I saw Out West.
Oh my God, thank you.
I saw Out West.
I'm so
amazing.
Glad
and you're another one of these like Looney Tunes bananas, so fun, like independent movie by your hubby.
Yes.
And directed and wrote, edited
everything.
Did the craft services.
Oh my God. I mean,
everything.
I thought we were like,
you produced it.
Yeah, it was literally like, we went broke after that movie, but I'm so glad that we did it because I had always wanted to do it, you know? Because like,
so
people always
fun.
Say you've got to like, you know, do your own thing, make your own thing. And we love doing that. And it's funny because now this new show reminds me of Out West a lot. Outer Range, the Josh Brolin. You guys would love this show. It's really good.
Oh, it just dropped, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's like a cowboy.
Just dropped. Yeah.
But it
yeah.
reminds me it a lot of Out West. It's funny. But anyway, we thank you for watching it because not a lot of people have seen it. You know, it's one of those like labor of loves.
Totally. And again, you're playing this like, titty, like, you know, hair done, like, hotsy-totsy, Picard plan, super fun, so. And Stephen, you know, what we love so much about First Wives Club is the opening credits
yes.
that are cartoon, like, a very thought out, do you know what I
like
mean?
Soap like soap dish,
yeah.
too.
It is, yes. The
soap
opening
dish,
credits
I love.
Of a film really... Yes.
Oh my God, I'm going to tell my husband that you said that because he spent a lot of time on the credits and was like, you know, it was so key.
Oh, and it shows. I was like, okay, this
is
going to be
fun.
That's
so sweet. Okay,
so
I'm going to tell him. He'll love that. Yeah, that was amazing, but it was literally like the first day we got there to Colorado, you know, it was like, it was a little strange and a little bit, gay phobic where we were shooting, and I was like, I don't know if we're gonna get through this, but we did, for you know, we did.
And that is a plot line.
It was a plot line.
Do any spoilers?
But this was like 2011, and it was different. It was so different. Mm-hmm. It was sure. like, but anyway, we got through it. We were
what
really
a difference
happy.
A decade makes.
Yes, thank God. Thank God for women, for everybody.
We're so spoiled being in New York in that way, for sure.
No, it's true. Yeah. New York or LA, you get so spoiled. You go to a different place, and it's just, you know, they're not quite as understanding. But it was the time, too. But anyway, we did it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And I just want to, and your character on Web Therapy. Oh, my God, Gina Sparks. Oh, Gina.
Gina. What?
So crazy.
Web therapy was so my fun. Favorite role that I've ever done, actually. And I think it's like, it's due to Lisa Kudrow because she's so talented and sweet and funny. And like, it was so easy. Like, she was like,
she's no dummy.
She was setting me up for jokes always on that show. I was just like, how did I get so lucky to act with her? You know, she's amazing. And that show, I mean, it was like chock full of celebrities. She was always like, oh, hey, Jen, have you met Billy Crystal? Do you know Billy Crystal? I'm like, no, I don't know him.
Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin. Excuse me. Oh, my God. Lily Tomlin. She's amazing.
This is your world. I mean, this is the world you belong in.
You're so sweet.
And so it makes sense to the rest of us that you're in this. But go on. It's so beautiful.
Oh, I just was going to tell you about Lily Tomlin. It was fun. We went to like a rap party for web therapy and we ran into her. And I actually, we were talking to her about her one woman show on Broadway that we had both seen it and we loved it. And she was so cute. She was so stoned. And she's like, take some pictures with me. Mm-hmm. And like, she had her friend take 100 pictures of like my mom and I and her. And I was like, oh my God, she has no idea how much this means. Like, she's incredible.
She has no idea.
Yeah. I was like, I feel happy now.
Yep.
Lily Tomlin. Oh my God, she's amazing and she's so sweet and she's so beautiful. She looks so young. Her and Jane Fonda.
Gorge.
They're so beautiful. They're so young and I feel like I don't have that much energy. Like, I want to get more
full
energy.
Of life, right?
Yeah, I want to get more.
we'll
find
having.
It. We'll find it. I'll email you.
Good.
Hi-ho!
This next question we ask all of our guests, and I'm dying to know your answer.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
There are 7 very well-known dwarves in history.
Ooh.
If you were the 8th dwarf, what would your name be?
Oh, that's good. Drunky?
Steven, is that our first drunky dwarf?
I think it's our first drunky dwarf.
I don't think I've heard that yet.
I love it.
Cheers.
I mean,
drunky
dwarf.
We should get rosé next time you're in New York.
Please. Yeah. I love you guys. I'm so happy to talk to you. This was so much fun.
We couldn't be more honored.
The pleasure was ours.
So I'm going to cry right now. I've held out. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, and people can find you, like, Jennifer Lise Cox on Instagram. I know you do cameo.
Oh, I love doing cameos.
Come on.
Please.
Yes, you can dress up as Jan, and, you know, you're in this kind of paywall. Or you can opt for just a Jennifer Lise Cox as is, and it's this paywall. So fun. Great, great gift. Mother's Day is coming up, y'all. Come on.
Come on.
So is Father's Day.
Oh my, that's
Mother's
such
Day.
A good Mother's
Who
Day
Who doesn't
gift?
Want Jan Brady for your mother?
Happy Mother's Day,
Happy
from,
Mother's
Jan.
Day from Jan
Brady.
Whose mother doesn't want Jan Brady?
Right?
I can't name one. Can't even think of one.
You know, I got that's that pricing brilliant. From the Soup Nazi. Because the Soup Nazi, he does like, he'll put...
Did you really?
He'll put the coat on and it's more money. Or the coat's off. I'm like, I put the wig on. I put the Afro wig on and it's more money. It's bucks, baby. But if I take it off, it's less.
Oh my God, I did have to mention it though, because you're giving options.
You know, it's all about options. Sure. We need options, right? For your cameo.
We sure do.
Mm-hmm. I love you guys. Don't work too hard. Have fun in Hawaii.
We love you.
Okay. And don't have Marcia in this show. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
She's not even on my radar.
All right.
0%.
Who's Marcia?
That's right. Who's Marcia? She's
tune
just
in
the
next
prettiest.
Week where our guest will be George Glass.
Oh, that's a good guess.
George Glass.
That's a good guess.
I don't know any George Glass at our school.
Oh my God.
School?
That's what Marcia says. Skill.
Your choices. Your choices, though. I just can't. Divine inspiration.
We love you, Jennifer Elise Cox. More. Thank you for being with us.
Love you more. You on that note,
bye.
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 In the Room with Stephen and Dana is produced by Stephen Farazee
and Dana Craig. Special thanks to Joel Wagoner for tinkling the ivories on our theme song. Hit him up at joelwagoner.com.
We apologize, and you're welcome. We'd also like to thank Jesse Wiener, W-I-E-N-E-R, for our jazzy original music sprinkled throughout each episode.
You can find him at jessewiener.com.
Last but certainly not least, we'd like to thank Kevin Thomas Garcia for taking all of our ridiculous photos. You can find him online at ktgnyc.com. We are all over the internet on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at In The Room Pod.
Follow us, like us, share us, pimp us out. And don't forget to subscribe to In The Room Podcast. We everywhere, so subscribe. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.